President Trump's 25% tariff on all cars made outside the U.S. went into effect earlier this month.
Some economists say this move will increase the cost of cars by thousands of dollars, reduce sales, and disrupt the industry's global supply chain.
Car makers are responding to the tariffs on their own terms. South Korean manufacturer Hyundai is running this message in an ad.
And right now, when affordability matters most, Hyundai is committed to keeping our prices the same, with no increase to MSRP.
Regardless of Hyundai's intentions, there could be dealer markups to the manufacturer's suggested retail price, or MSRP.
So given the level of economic uncertainty, is it time to put the brakes on buying a vehicle or try to take advantage of tariff-free pricing before inventories run dry?
We're getting a view on the used car market with Craig Blevins, General Sales Manager of Shep Motors, which has locations in Madison and Middleton. Craig, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
We're seeing this consumer guidance that says now is a great time to buy a used car. What is the activity like at your car lots?
Well, it's pretty brisk. Yeah, it's picked up quite a bit since the weather has changed for the better. And we have been advertising quite a lot. So the pace is good. A lot of traffic, a lot of people out shopping and looking.
What are you advertising?
We're advertising automobiles and trucks, late model vehicles that have very, very competitive pricing models. So I think what people are seeing when they look at our website or find us on other websites, that our pricing is very competitive. We do sell a lot of vehicles out of state and deliver cars to all 50 states. We've even delivered cars to Europe. And the reason for that is our pricing.
Well, you mentioned weather is good. People are coming in, but there are the tariff clouds on the horizon. What impact do you think these tariffs will have on your industry?
Now, dealers, new car dealers, and it's only going to affect new car dealers on those Canadian, Mexico-produced cars. It will affect used car prices as those inventories of pre-tariff vehicles disappear off the new car lots. And you know, we had the supply chain issue not that long ago, and I know that new car dealers' inventories are still not great. So they're starting with fewer cars than they typically have in stock. And as those cars are sold and delivered, new cars that come in when the new tariffs are going to be increased in price anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. And what's going to happen is those costs are going to be passed along to the consumers, because I just don't think the manufacturers can absorb the costs.
So when you don't have enough used cars on your lots, what do you do? What impact is it to you as a dealer?
Well, what we do is, because we're an independent, we can change course overnight. We acquire inventory, and we saw this coming. This wasn't introduced last week. This has been coming, and we realized that. So January and February, in anticipation of these tariffs, we went out and we acquired a lot of very nice vehicles pre-tariff pricing. So we're sitting in a very good position right now with inventories, both cars and trucks.
But eventually that inventory will dwindle. Eventually these tariffs will hit consumers' pocketbooks. What might it look like this summer?
Well, it's anybody's guess. Nobody really knows. I know that the tariffs not only apply to the vehicles themselves, but parts as well. So this summer, when we acquire vehicles, we do so through trade-ins, which the tariffs won't affect those at all. And if we do go out and acquire vehicles from private parties, we have a lot. We've been doing this for a long time. We've been in business since 1979, and we've established some very good wholesale connections. We're not going to go out and buy cars that have been obviously affected by tariffs. We don't want to pass the costs along to consumers. We want to be able to sell the cars for you know, as cheaply as we can. We're not a community service. We're entitled to make a profit, but we don't want to go out and pay $5,000 or $10,000 more for a vehicle just to have it if it's been affected by tariff pricing. So we can avoid those vehicles with strategic buys.
Craig, let me ask you this. How does this moment compare to the changes you saw in inventory when the COVID-19 pandemic set in?
Well, I think inventories of new vehicles were everyone knows that new car lots were empty. There were very, very few new cars. New car dealers do have cars on their lot. They have vehicle inventory. I think the last thing I read, I think yesterday, Toyota has a 38-day supply of new inventory, 38-day supply nationwide, and that's not a lot of vehicles. And that inventory could be gone in a matter of a month. You know, if it's 38 days based on sales numbers, those cars that are going to come from Mexico and that are produced in Mexico and Canada are going to have higher pricing because of the tariffs. And those tariffs could be $5,000 to $10,000 increase in price. That's a lot of money.
Hmm. How many days is your supply right now, may I ask?
Well, we probably have a good 60 to 90 day supply, depending on what happens in the next month. In May, we have a big, we're on our 24th or 30th Memorial Day sale, and we just really have a big 2-day sale, and we can sell easily 100 cars in those 2 days. So depending on that, how that goes, I would say we have a good 60 to 90 day supply. But again, we'll replenish those inventories as the vehicles are sold. We know what our core product is, and we can base our buying decisions on what we acquire based on what is selling. And because we're an independent, we can make changes very quickly. But we can go out and buy cars. We just have to work harder finding those cars that are not going to be tariff priced affected.
Where might they be? Where do you go? You have established relationships, but will you have to look elsewhere?
Well, we're gonna do our best to avoid vehicles coming out of Canada. When the vehicle comes from Canada, and there are a lot of cars sold in the American market that were produced for the Canadian market, and they're coming from Canada, and we have to avoid those purchases to avoid the tariff price increase. There are plenty of other vehicles and plenty of other sources that we have developed over our business life that we'll take advantage of. We've got people that don't deal in Canadian imported vehicles. So we'll turn to those suppliers for our inventory, and we'll just play a wait and see game to find out how it's impacted pricing and make our plans accordingly.
We're talking with Craig Blevins, General Sales Manager of Shep Motors. They have locations in Madison and Middleton. As we look at the uncertainties in the buying and selling of vehicles, as we have seen the tariffs start to set in. Craig, let's turn to your customers who you're greeting day in and day out. And Craig, they're nervous. They don't want to be rushed into a car purchase. They want to do their homework. They want to get the best deal. They want to take this one step at a time and get their financing in order. But things are feeling pretty hurried right now with these looming tariffs and with inventory. How do you put their nerves at rest?
Well, you know, my advice to anybody out there that's looking to buy an automobile, get an automobile if your needs change. Get an automobile if your current vehicle is costing more money than it's worth. But don't go out and buy a car just because you think the tariffs are going to raise the price on vehicles. Yes, the tariffs are going to increase the cost. It's going to have a trickle-down effect, and it is going to have a ripple effect throughout the industry, whether you're selling new cars or pre-owned cars. But to a consumer, my advice would be, don't change your need. If your needs require you to get a vehicle or your desire to get a new vehicle is there and it was there before tariffs, go out and buy a car because it would be a great time because you will save money. But don't go out and just buy a vehicle because it's, you know, you're afraid if you're going to buy one in a year from now, the cost is going to be more. No one can forecast what things are going to look like in a year from now. So just use common sense and get a car if you need one and save the money.
If you had one piece of advice, you've been in the car business a long time, what is your best piece of advice for someone who is out buying a car?
My best piece of advice is consider affordability. Don't overextend yourself in an automobile purchase. Buy a vehicle that's within your budget, because if you finance a car, you know, it's a good question, because I'm happy to say their interest rates have been coming down. They're down a good 4% from a year ago. And that is going to reduce the monthly payment and the overall cost. You know, price and cost isn't the same thing. There's a difference. That's why when you ask me about what's our core product, we wanted to buy these Toyotas and Lexus because we know that's going to give our buyers a better experience, ownership experience, and a lower cost overall. The price might be higher to begin with, but the overall experience of ownership and the cost of maintaining the vehicle is going to be less. When you sit in the shop all day to have your car serviced, it's not only expensive, but it's emotionally draining. I just feel with the imports that we have, the Toyotas and Lexus that we've loaded up on are going to provide our customers with a better buying experience. And I always caution people to think about your monthly payments. If you have a 72-month loan and you're making 6 years of monthly payments, that just doesn't happen 1 month. That's 72 months, not 1 month. So just keep that in mind. Buy a car within your budget and don't overextend yourself with a high monthly payment that is going to make it difficult for you to, you know, to handle all your other obligations that might come along. Just think it over. We're not here to put people behind the eight ball. We're here to help people buy the right car. And that's the most important thing about car shopping. Find the right car. Price doesn't matter if it's not the right car. So figure out what you need, what you want, and find a compromise. There is no perfect car. They just don't exist. Those are I'm looking for the perfect car, you know. It's hard to do.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for taking the time. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I hope I didn't talk too much.
No.
I'm a salesperson at heart.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for inviting us.
That was Craig Blevins, General Sales Manager of a Wisconsin used car dealership that is Shep Motors, and we got his take on President Trump's new tariffs on the auto industry and how it could affect the used car business.